We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, we now begin on this show the informational portion.
Yo.
And this is where we will get actual information on what is going on after yet another big move by Howie Roseman. And the minute any big move happens, I'd say to Rhea, we need Baldy. Mm-hmm. Brian Baldinger knows this stuff better than anybody. He breaks the tape down. Yep. It is always an honor to have on from Odyssey.com. Brian Baldinger. Hi, Bri.
Good morning, Angelo.
All right, Bri. James Bradberry, good addition to the Eagles roster.
Great addition.
Ooh, tell me about him.
Well, you know, he was a Pro Bowl corner in 2020, and rightfully so. He was excellent with the Giants. Man coverage, zone coverage, ball skills, passes defense. I mean, he was almost as good as any corner in the league in 2020. Now, the whole defense took a step back last year. He wasn't the cause of it. But look, Angelo, he's 28 years old. He plays every game. He plays a high percentage of snaps. He's very smart. He's very well coached. It's a big upgrade. I mean, they went through the draft. They didn't draft a corner. It was a position of need, and they were able to get it. Now, you know, it always comes at a cost. Like, there'll be another move probably coming in order to make room for James Bradberry, whether it's salary reduction or something like that. So, you know, you have to look out for the reverberation that happens because of it. But the defense got better yesterday with that move.
All right. Tell me how you see the partnership with Slay on the other side.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, two veteran guys that really, I think they know each other. They respect each other. They played in a lot of big games, the two of them. I just think that they'll be able to really, I mean, I just feel like that position is really in good hands right now with two veteran guys that have seen the league, know the league. The Eagles do not have a difficult schedule. They don't see a lot of, you know, really top-flight quarterbacks this year. I mean, if I'm Slay right now and I'm Bradberry, I'm thinking, man, with the quarterbacks that we're going to face this year, that they better come up with at least 10 interceptions between the two of them.
Yeah, wow, that's a big number. Woo, I'll take that right now. Where do I sign? That sounds fantastic. All right, overall, generally speaking, because I want to stay on that defense for a minute, how is Howie done in fortifying the defense with some talent?
Well, I think he's done a good job. I mean, nobody can argue that Hassan Reddick wasn't a good signing. I mean, it's a very good signing. You bring in Jordan Davis, there'll be a role for Jordan. We'll find out, you know, just what he's like on third downs, but he's going to have a big role on the team. You know, Javon Hargrave showed what he was all about last year when he was healthy. He was the best defensive player on the team. Look, you can go out there and you can argue, and we'll see what N'Kobe Dean looks like and when he's healthy and how he contributes. I figure he's going to get on the field right away. But T.J. Edwards is a solid football player. Nobody wants to give him any credit, but he's a good player. You know, I think that they fortified it. You could question the safety position right now if you want to, but we'll find out. They drafted Kevon Wallace last year at Clemson. He didn't play. We'll see what kind of player he is, if he can step up, because they need safeties. Everybody does. Everybody's looking for him. But I think they're eight deep on the defensive line right now, and their cornerback position is solidified. So I think that they've done a good job of addressing some needs this offseason.
One other thing on the D. Do you see N'Kobe Dean making a contribution in his rookie year?
Yeah, I do.
You
I mean,
do?
I don't know when it's going to happen. because I don't know the medical part of it here, Angelo. I mean, sure. I saw him start 15 games for Georgia, and he was their best defensive player on the team last year. So, I got to believe that he's – whatever the issue is, that will get cleared up, whether it needs surgery, not need surgery. If they have to redshirt him for a year, they do. They're getting a good player at a good value. He was the 83rd pick in the draft. But I think that and he was a top 20 player in the draft. So they got good value one way or the other. But I think he's going to contribute this year.
All right, let me go to the other side of the ball for a second here, because now it seems like more than ever, Brian, the focus is going on to Hurts, because now he's got another good receiver in A.J. Brown. He's got a solid veteran offensive line. He's got a solid tight end. Do you see him being able to make the next step forward with better people around him?
He should.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't know about the offensive line right now. You know, I mean, we got to see what Sam Model looks like. They let Nate Herbig walk out the door to the Jets. Nate was a really good football player, a really versatile player. We'll see, you know, what the offensive line looks like. I mean, you let Matt Pryor go. He's starting for the Indianapolis Colts. Guys that they really worked hard to develop. So we'll see, because the depth doesn't look great. We got to see if Sam Model is going to be healthy enough to step in there and play. Right guard. I know Lane Johnson would like to have a really healthy veteran right guard. It's been a while since he's had a guy like that playing next to him. But all things say that, you know, Jalen should take a step up. He's got his best friend there at wide receiver. That can't be a bad thing in A.J. Brown. And Devontae in his second year will be better than Devontae in his first year. And Dallas Goedert is a guy that I think they forget about sometimes, but I think he could be, you know, a top half tight end in this league. He's certainly an excellent target. So, you know, this is what it's all about right now, is can Jalen Hurts take a next step? Can he stay in the pocket? Can he read the defense? Can he deliver the ball with touch, with accuracy, the way you have to in this business to win games in the fourth quarter, where most of these games are won or lost? And a lot's going to be put on him. And you just can't do what he did against the New Orleans Saints and, you know, just run for first downs. You got to be able to throw it. They had a chance to beat the Giants up in New York last year. They couldn't finish the deal, and they lost a game that they should have won. So those are what he's looking at this year. And those are the moments of games where he's got to step up.
Brian, you have just annoyed me. And I can't believe this, because I have nothing but respect for your analysis of offensive linemen. You are damn good when you're Sal. I don't even have Sayamalu in my starting lineup.
You don't like him. You never have.
I got Mailata. Next to him, I got Dickinson. Got Kelce.
Yep.
I got Brooks. And I got Johnson. I think I got a phenomenal line. And behind him, I got the kid Juergens, who's learning to take over for Kelce. You don't think I got enough there?
Well, I mean, is Brandon Brooks there?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
That's a valid thing to ask, since he's often not there.
No, he's not. They're doing an injury settlement, aren't they?
He's not coming back at all?
He's retired.
Yeah. Oh, that isn't good. I didn't know that.
You're looking at probably Sua Peta.
Yeah.
If Sayamalu can't go. I mean, he had a serious foot injury last year. I mean, it was more than just a Liz Frank. And so, it's just something he's over there right now at NovaCare. He's working out. He's with the team this offseason. But we got to see what Isaac looks like.
It's not as deep as I thought. You're right. It's not. Now I'm nervous again, Brian. I was feeling so great. Here's the last thing, right? Over under, still in one of the sports books, is 8.5 for the Eagles win. This isn't over easily, right?
Easy. Look, I've never bet on a sporting event in my life, Angelo. But if somebody gave me money to bet on that over, then I would take the over.
You're lucky you're not here, Balding. I'd be giving you a hug right now. The over on 8.5. Brian, every time you're on, we learn. Thank you, my good friend.
Okay. Thanks, Angelo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back,
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.